Researchers at the UW-Madison and University of Wyoming used climate models recently okayed by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The scientists asked that given the global warming scenarios, where would new climates be created and where would existing climates disappear? UW Geography Professor Jack Williams is with the Center for Climatic Research and is the primary author of the new study. He says the main changes would be in low-lying tropical areas, at the top of very high mountains, and at the poles.
So that the warmest areas get warmer and are the first to move outside the range of what we experience at present. And then the coldest areas also get warmer. And so these sets of relatively cool or cold climates disappear as we move to a warmer world.
Williams says where climates disappear, that'll put local species in danger or force them to move. He says it isn't clear what the new climates will be like and how nature will adapt. Williams says Wisconsin does not appear to be at risk of losing any climate zones. But he says the models show changing climates everywhere, and so more subtle changes for the Midwest.
Some of the general predictions for this region include warmer than present winters, warmer than present summers, changes in rainfall, and where exactly those changes in rainfall occurred varies a bit by model.
Williams says, as with all predictions, actual human behavior can affect whether the modeling comes fully true. For example, he says there would be great value in reducing emissions of carbon dioxide, methane, and other greenhouse gases. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.